奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续分享格拉后裔诗。
And then Jesus continued sharing on the Psalms of the Sons of Korah.
如果四十二、四十三篇，我们就把它当作分开的两篇了哈。
If you were to read Psalm 42 and 43 as two separate psalms.
格拉后裔诗总共是有十二篇哈。
The Psalms of there are 12 Psalms of Korah of the Sons of Korah.
那大概又可以分作三组哈。
And they can be divided into three groups.
第一组称为训诲诗。
The first are Psalms of contemplation.
像这个四十二篇，它的标题就说格拉后裔的训诲诗嘛。
Verse for Psalm 42, a contemplation of the sons of Korah.
那就是四十二篇、四十三篇。
Psalm 42 and 43.
44跟四十五。
44 and 45.
那还有八十八篇。
And also 88.
这是第一组训诲诗。
This is the first group, Psalms of Contemplation.
那第二组叫做喜安之歌。
Second are the Songs of Zion.
因为它都在颂赞喜安，就是颂赞圣殿。
Because praising Zion or the temple.
那是四十六、四十七、四十八。
46, 47, 48.
还有八十七。
And 87.
都是跟圣殿有关的。
These are psalms related to the temple.
对，因为可拉他们在圣殿服事嘛。
Because Korah and the sons of Korah served in the temple.
很自然就会以圣殿做主题。
Very naturally, they will use the temple as a theme in their psalms.
那剩下的四十九篇。
And what the remaining Psalm 49.
还有八十四篇。
And Psalm 84.
还有八十五篇。
And Psalm 85.
那就称为其他的。
Others.
那四十九篇称为智慧诗。
Psalm 47, a psalm of wisdom.
八十四篇是礼拜诗。
Psalm 84, a psalm for the Sabbath.
八十五篇是祈祷诗。
Psalm 85,
祈祷诗。
A psalm of prayer.
那在这个训诲诗当中的八十八篇
In the Psalms of Contemplation, Psalm 88.
这一篇是诗篇当中也是比较特殊的一篇。
It's a more special psalm among the psalms.
因为我们说诗篇它虽然有看到作者他的忧伤他的软弱。
Because in the Psalms, even though we see the grief and the weakness of the psalmist,
他向神呼求，向求神伸冤。
They cry out to God and ask God to vindicate them.
可是有时候在中间，有时候在后面，都会有那个亮光出现。
But there is always some light at the in the middle or at the end of the psalm.
尤其大卫的诗最明显。
It's most obvious in the Psalms of David.
祷告到最后，信心来了神看听见了，神一定怎么样
？After all the prayer, God heard and they have faith.
八十八篇特殊在哪里呢
？But what is special about Psalm 88?
从头到尾好像乌云密布。
From the beginning to the end, it seems overcast.
到最后有没有看到他说哇他有信心了他欢乐起来了。
At the end, you don't see the faith returning or the zeal being reignited.
那八十八篇他说是可拉后裔，就是以斯拉人希曼的训诲诗。
Psalm 88, a psalm of the sons of Korah, of Heman the Ezrahite.
那以斯拉人，那可能就是那个，跟以斯拉有关系的
Ezrahite would be people connected to Ezra.
圣经也没有解释了以斯拉记也没有看到说什么以斯拉人。
The Bible did not really explain further. We don't also see other Ezrahites in the Bible.
那推测可能就是以斯拉那个时代那他为了要，这个重新研读律法嘛
So the deduction is that during the time of Ezra, they had to study the law again.
那可能也就是召集一些人，然后再帮忙做整理这些律法书籍。
So he gathered some people to reorganize all the books of the law.
那可拉后裔他们是利未人。
The sons of Korah are Levites.
那很自然的可能就有人参与嘛。
Very naturally, some of them will be involved.
这个人刚好也知道他名字叫希曼。
And we know that this person's name is Heman.
或者是他就是参加 啊、那个工作的人、啊、
He is someone who was involved in this work.
哎，那后来就被称为以斯拉人吧。
And later on, they were called the Ezraites.
啊，不管如何，他的诗我们说从头到尾都是好、哦、哀伤了哈、哦。
But whatever it is, we can see that this psalm is one of grief from the beginning to the end.、
啊、哎，有人说这个是诗篇当中最黑暗的一篇。哦、
Some people say that this is the saddest psalm among all of them.
哎，哦，那他还有，哎。你去找一些资料，有人会说他是不是患这个麻风病呢？
嗯，some if you look at the background or more references for this psalm, some people ask, is it because he has leprosy?
啊，因为旧约时代麻风病人要隔离呀、啊。
Because in the Old Testament period, lepers had to be separated.
啊，所以他的诗中提到说，哦，这个朋友远离他。他被他们憎恶啊。
Which is why in his Psalms he mentions that his acquaintances have gone away from him and he's an abomination to them.
啊，那有的说他怎么从小被遗弃的、啊，怎么样？这种说法了。
Abandoned since young, all these way of all these descriptions.
哎，不管怎么样，哦，从头到尾哈。哦、就看到他真的很可怜的感觉、哦、
But whatever it is, from the beginning to the end, he seems to be very pitiful.
哎，甚至是一种绝望、哦、
Even to the point of despair.
哎，哦，那可是还是要跟神呼求、哦、
But he will still cry out to God.
哎，哦，那我们简单看一下、哦、
We look at it simply.
哎，第一二节、哦、
Verses 1 and 2.
啊、哦，他求神拯救、哦、他日夜在神面前呼吁。
He asked God to save him. He cried out day and night before God.
希望祷告能够蒙神垂听了哈。
Hoping that his prayer will come before God.
啊，这是开始哈，嘿的一个。
This is the beginning.
一个祈求哈，呼求。啊，那第三节到第八节。
From verse 3 to verse 8.
啊，表明他在啊受到极大的患难哈。
Expresses the great tribulation that he's going through.
哎，好像被抛弃了一样、哦、
Like he has been abandoned、
啊、因为心里满了患难、啊、性命临近阴间、啊、
His soul is full of troubles and his life draws near to the grave、
哦、心里面很痛苦患难、啊、生命、啊哦、快死了
Full of troubles and tribulation in his heart almost、哦、to the point of death、
啊、那 第四节说下坑的人无力的人都是指死掉的人
Encountered among those who go down to the pit like a man who has no strength、
啊活着好像死掉一样。
Living but like the dead、
啊。第五节就直接描写。
Verse 5 directly describes、
啊。丢在死人中，好像被杀的人躺在坟墓里面。
Adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave、
啊。不只是他自己觉得、啊、别人好像也把他看作是死掉一样。
Not only does he feel this about himself, other people treat him like one who is dead as well.
哦，是被丢的，被丢在死人中啊。
Threw him among the dead.
哦，这是被别人这样对待啊。
Yet he has been treated by others in this way.
哦，那古代哈，这个战场上被杀死的哈，和别人去帮他埋葬哈。
In the olden times, those who die on the battlefield will be buried.
哎啊，那他们啊，是你不再纪念的，与你隔绝的这些死掉的人哦，就哦。就跟神隔绝了哈。
Whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand, these people are cut off from God.
哦，这我们说过，哦，像大卫他们古时候的观念就是这样子了。
This is the way of thinking of David and the others in the olden times.
哎，人死了好像就都没希望了哈。
People who are dead have no hope.
哎，那第六节哈，他又提到哈，啊，是神让他遭遇这些的哈。
It is God who allowed him to meet with all these things.
哦，你把我放在极深的坑里，在黑暗地方，在深处。哦、
you have laid me in the lowest pit in darkness in the depths.
啊、哦，这个都是指着他好像死人在埋在很深的地方。
Like a dead person being buried in a very, very deep place.
啊、哦，从自己感觉，别人这样看他，到最后啊。到现在，这神，你就是你这样安排我碰到这些事情。
From his feeling towards himself to how others look at him, in the end, he says that God is your arrangement who have placed me in this situation.
第七节说，这个就是神对我的惩罚了哈。
Verse 7 says that this is God's punishment to me.
愤怒压在我身上了。
Your wrath lies heavy upon me.
一切的波浪困住我。
You have afflicted me with all your waves.
我们说他们常用这种大波浪、大水来形容，哦， 进入一种困难的环境，受压迫的环境。
They always use waves, billows, and storms to represent a difficult situation, one in which they are oppressed.
到底是什么事呢？他也没明说哈。
But what is the situation that he's facing? He does not explicitly describe.
第八节说：“你把我所认识的隔绝在远处，使我为他们所憎恶，我被拘困，不得出来啊。”所以根据这节一般的推论说，是不是患麻风病很厉害啊，所以被隔离了。
From verse 8, some people deduce that is it because he has leprosy, that's why he has been cut off from the other people.
不过这里是表示他那像孤独啦哈，然后又受到很多约束哈。
It can also mean that he is feeling very lonely and he has a lot of restrictions upon him.
那第九节到十二节继续描述了他的一个心情。
Verse 9 to verse 12 continues to describe his feelings.
他不愿这样子默默就死亡。
He's not willing to die silently just like this.
他还是求神能够在他活着的时候来拯救他。
He still asks for God to save him while he's still alive.
那他也立志只要活着就要赞美神。
He also resolves that as long as he's alive, he will praise God.
第九节，眼睛困苦干瘪，哈，也是眼睛哭到没泪了。
My eye wastes away because of affliction, or he has cried to the point that there are no more tears in his eyes.
虽然这样神我天天要求告你，向你举手
But still, even so, Lord, I've called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you.
那第十节跟大卫有类似的一个呼求了哈。
Verse 10, a similar cry as David.
你要行奇事给死人看吗？我如果死掉，你才说你要施恩典，那给谁看呢？我看不到了。
Will you work wonders for the day? If I die, how can you show grace to me? I cannot see all these things anymore.
难道我死了可以在阴间称赞你吗？阴魂会起来称赞你吗
？Should the dead arise and praise you?
这个都是他们以前的观念了哈。
This is a concept that they used to have in the past.
那死了就一切都没希望了哈。
When they die, everything is gone. There's no
more any hope. 你要赞美神哈，神也听不到了。
Even if you want to praise God, God cannot hear you.
那就说趁着活着的时候赶快救我啦。
While I'm still alive, save me quickly.
那十一节又继续说，我活在坟墓里面，我能够来做见证述说你的慈爱信息吗？
Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave?
所以这坟墓呢，灭亡都是指的死亡的状态。
Grave destruction describes that.
那十二节也是同样的描述啊。
Verse 12 describes similarly.
你的奇事能在幽暗就是阴间被知道吗
？Shall your wonders be known in the dark?
你的公义岂能在忘记之地，也是指的阴间被知道吗
？And your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness, referring to Sheol.
所以我们说这一整段就是虽然痛苦，不愿就这样默默的死亡了。
This whole passage talks about how even though he is suffering, he's not willing to die silently.
神趁来我还有活着有希望，赶快来救我，施恩典。
God, while I'm still alive, while I still have hope, quickly come and show grace to me. To save me.
我才能够做见证来荣耀你呀。
Then I can bear testimony and glorify you.
这个是看到好像有亮光，可其实也是没有
Seems to be to have light, but there's no light.
因为他都一直说到死
Because he keeps talking about death.
感觉是乌云密布了
So it's very overcast.
那最后一段十三节到十八节。
And then from verse 13 to verse 18.
因为他接着是神这个动怒惩罚他了
Because he feels that it's because God has is angry and is punishing him.
而且这种行为是从幼年就开始了。
And it's from his youth.
到今天，他只能还是不断的呼求神了。
And up to today, he can only continue to cry out to God.
所以十三节他呼求神，早晨的祷告要达到你面前
Verse 13, my morning prayer comes before you, O God.
等于说每天一张开神，一张开眼睛，他想到就是要赶快求神。
The moment he opens his eyes every day, the first thing he thinks of is to cry out to God.
十四节又问到为什么你看痛苦的人都问为什么。
Verse 14, why do you hide your face from me?
那十五节我从小都受苦，几乎要死，我受你的惊恐，甚至惊慌。你看。 从年六到现在不晓得几岁了，那一辈子就是这样子，很可怜。
Verse 15 says that he has been afflicted and ready to die from his youth. So from his youth up to this age where we don't know how old he is, he has been in this situation.
16节又说烈怒好像大水淹过他，惊吓把我剪除，然后我活不下去了。
Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. I can't continue living anymore.
那十七节用水灾又来形容，这些好像水环绕我，一起都来围困我。
Verse 17, they have came around me all day long like water. They engulf me altogether.
让我惊吓，让我恐慌的事情也不断的在我周围啊。
Things that alarm me and terrify me are around me all day long.
那十八节又再次提到他的孤独啊。
Verse 18, mentions his loneliness again.
这些良朋密友隔在远处，认识的人都进入黑暗里。
Loved one and friend, you have put far from me and my acquaintances into darkness.
这里说，他们好像也都离世了。
They all seem to have passed away.
第八节是这个。隔在远处，然后可是他们讨厌我。
Verse 8 says, "Put my acquaintances far away from me. You have made me an abomination to them."
那十八节提到，这个到如今那些人大部分都离世的。
Verse 18 says, "These people, most of them have passed away."
所以说这个希曼可能也是有一点年纪的吧。
Heman must have been quite elderly.
一个人你看一生当中从幼年，就受苦
And how this person suffered since his youth?
他也是利未人啊。
He was a Levite.
也是服侍神的家族啊。
He was from a family that served God.
竟然会有这么不幸的事情发生。
Yet this unfortunate things happened to him.
不过从这篇诗让我们可以学习的
But this psalm allows us to learn.
就算我们觉得都没有蒙福。
That even though we feel we are not blessed.
就算我们觉得好像我们都很可怜了
We feel we are very pitiful.
神都不理我们了。
And God doesn't care about us anymore.
你看他还是跟神祷告。
But he still prayed to God.
这是很难得，不简单。
This is really not easy, very hard to come by.
人都不理我了好像神也不理我，我还是要跟向神祷告。
Man and even God doesn't care about me anymore, but I will still pray to God.
所以圣经收录这一篇，我觉得也很有意思。
I think it's very meaningful that the Bible records this.
不管怎么样，我就是赖着神不走的。
Whatever it is, I will just赖着神。Never depart from God.
我是要绝望了，我还是要祷告求神。
Even in despair, I will pray and ask God for help.
那他的故事，圣经也没有记载啊。
His story was not recorded in the Bible.
圣经有记载一个类似的人。
The Bible records a similar person.
他也是从小就很痛苦了
He suffered from young.
可是他的祷告，有记载蒙神垂听了。
But it's recorded that his prayers were heard by God.
我们看历代志上。
First Chronicles.
历代志上第四章
Chapter 4
第四章第九节第十节
Verses 9 and 10
这里提到一个叫亚比斯
Jabez is mentioned here
说比他众弟兄更尊贵
He was more honorable than his brothers
这个是先说结果的
It talks about the conclusion here first.
可是一开始不是呢。
But it was not this was not the case in the beginning.
说他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他真是痛苦啊。
His mother called him Jabez because I bore him in pain.
你看我们做父母亲的会把生产的过程那个痛苦就给孩子取名说你给我记住，你让我很痛苦。
You can see that parents name their children to tell them to remember the pain that you have caused in childbirth.
那到底为什么会这样？不晓得，圣经也没记呢，都不晓得。
But why was this a case? The Bible did not explain as well.
那我们可以想象了，你跟亚比斯，名字就是苦啊。
So Jabez means pain, sorrow.
爹不亲，娘不爱，
Close to neither father nor mother.
那其他弟兄姐妹可能也就很讨厌他。
Maybe because of this, his brothers hated him.
你让爸爸妈妈痛苦那我们不喜欢你
You have brought pain to our parents. We hate you.
可是呢，他后来成为最尊贵的。
But he became more honorable.
圣经只有记载他的祷告了。
The Bible only records his prayer.
第十节哈，他就求告以色列的神哈。
Verse 10 records he called on the God of Israel.
他是犹大支派的人呐。
He is from the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派也是蒙受很多福气跟应许的哈。
The tribe of Judah was also greatly blessed and received much grace.
他在这个支派出生，结果一出生就痛苦呢，
But he born in this tribe, he was suffered from young.
我们说，我们信耶稣有福气，尤其在真耶稣教会有真的真正的福气。
Then you say that true Jesus Church has true blessing.
那可是我为什么觉得我们不要说痛苦了，我觉得说我没福气呢，
But why do I feel that we are not blessed?
那你要怎么办
？So what will you do?
你就放弃信仰吗
？Will you give up on your faith?
去追求另外的理想吗
？To seek another idea.
我们应该像亚比斯像那个希曼，还是要跟神祷告了。
We must learn from Jabez and Heman to continue praying to God.
神是以色列的神啊，是。带领我们的神啊
God is the God of Israel, the God who leads us.
是慈爱保守我们的神啊
He is one who loves us and preserves us.
你看他就说，愿圣灵你赐福气给我了哈。
Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
这个福气从神而来啊。
Blessings come from God.
他不求别的福气。
Not asking for any other kind of blessing.
求神赐福给我。
He's asking God to bless him.
然后扩张我的境界。
And enlarge his territory.
让我有发展的空间。
So that he has space to grow.
可能从小就人家讨厌啊，被限制很多事情。
Maybe from young he has been disliked and he has been very restricted.
不准这样，不准那样。
He's not to do this or that.
那就求神扩张我，我可以自由哈。
So he asked God to enlarge his territory to give him freedom.
那不是自由。放纵啊！我自由，我更要来敬拜神了、
Freedom not to indulge, but so that he can even worship God even more.
可以让我发挥我的恩赐呢、
So that he can make use of his talents.
因为第三个他说常与我同在。
Because he asked, in the third point of his prayer that your hand would be with me.
神会跟我们同在，是因为我们愿意跟神同在。
God is willing to be with us because we are with him.
所以他表明他愿意亲近神、
So he expresses that he's willing to draw near to God.
只有保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦了、
That he will keep him from evil, that he may not cause pain.
神保守我能够平安、
God preserves me so that I have peace.
那他一定就是常在患难艰难当中啊。
You're asking for this because you're often in tribulation and suffering.
所以求神让我能够得到平安哦。
So that you pray to God for peace.
那首先就要有信心啊，来面对这些困难跟患难。
Firstly, you must have faith to face all these tribulation and suffering.
结果他的祷告，方向正确，又合乎神的旨意。
Because his prayer was in the right direction and was according to God's will.
其实他这些内容这个都是跟旧约他们始祖的故事有关啊。
The content of his prayer is actually related to the stories of their forefathers in the Old Testament.
愿神赐福给我，这就是雅各梦见天地之后跟神的祷告。
That God would bless him is the similar content to Jacob's prayer when he dreamt of the heavenly ladder.
这个约瑟在波提法的家里。
And Joseph in the house of Potiphar.
圣经记载神赐福气给他。
The Bible records that God blessed him.
那也使波提法这个家庭受到福气。
So that Potiphar's family was also blessed.
那扩张境界。
Enlargement territory.
这是在律法里面有提到。
Is recorded in the law.
遵守律法，然后去守节期。
To obey the law and to observe the feast.
神要扩张以色列民的境界。
God will enlarge the territory of the Israelites.
不会受这个外邦仇敌的一个欺负。
So that they will not be oppressed by their Gentile enemies.
所以我说这个扩张境界，不是说我自由啦就放纵了。
Enlarging territories doesn't mean you have freedom to indulge in whatever you want.
扩张境界在他们当时就是不再受这些外邦仇敌的辖制。
To enlarge territory in their context is not no longer to be oppressed by their Gentile enemies.
更能够自动自发乐意的去敬拜神。
And they have the freedom to worship God, to take the initiative to serve God.
常与我同在。
To be with him.
那约瑟的故事也是啊，神 与约瑟同在啊。
And this is the story of Joseph as well. God was with Joseph.
哎，那也是因为约瑟哈，哎，好，他敬畏神哈，常常跟神同在。
Also because Joseph feared God and he was often with God.
啊，那最后一点哈，等于说这个才是他自己的一个愿望啊。
And the final point is his own wish.
哎，哦，保佑我哈，不再受到辖制欺压哈。
Keep me from evil that I may not cause pain.
能够有平安哈。
He wants to have peace.
啊，结果哎，神就应允他所求的了。
So God granted him what he requested.
后来他成为弟兄中最尊贵的。
Then he became more honorable than his brothers.
那过程怎么样？圣经都没记啊。
The Bible does not record this whole process.
啊，不过我们就看到哦，你看选民当中也有像啊亚比斯，也有像啊西曼这种遭遇。
But we can see that among the chosen of God, there were still people in this situation like Jabez and Heman.
啊，亚比斯是犹大支派呢。
And Jabez was from the tribe of Judah.
啊，这个得到这个君王祝福的呢。
The tribe that has the blessing of being king.
啊，那这个西曼是利未人呢。
And Heman was a Levite.
啊，神特别拣选哈，在服侍神的家族啊。
This family that God specially chose to serve him.
啊，竟然遇到这种绝望的这个困境啊。
Yet they found themselves in such a dire strait that they are in despair.
可是他们祷告就看出他们是配得神恩典的。
But from their prayer you can see that they are worthy of God's grace.
啊，对，这个西曼虽然没有提到说后来他是不是有苦境中转回了哈。
Even though in Heman's psalm we do not see whether or not there was any change in his situation.
可是留下他的祷告哈。
But his prayer remained.
啊，那勉励我们了哈。
To encourage us.
就算环境，就算人让我们失望。
So that even if our environment or the people around us disappoint us.
你对神还是不要失望哈。
We must not be disappointed in God.
至少在亚比斯的记录，我们看到，后来真的也转变了哈。
At the very least, we can see from the incident concerning Jabez, his situation turned for the better.
啊，那不然就像约伯，原来我们还有需要学的功课哦。
Or not, we have to be like Job, that is still something that we need to learn.
啊，学会顺服神的管教哈，那顺从神的一个功课。
To submit to the discipline of God, to learn to obey God.
然后去调整自己的观念跟做法。
To adjust our own way of thinking and our own behavior.
后来都是从苦境中转回嘛。
And then there are bad situations turn around for the good.
这是在可拉惠诗中刚好有一篇这个都没有亮光充满黑暗的一篇。
So from the Psalms of the sons of Korah, there is this just one Psalm that is full of darkness. There's no light at all.
那第二组的锡安之歌。
The second group, the Songs of Zion.
我比较喜欢分享的是87篇
I like to share about Psalm 87.